time for our weekly segment with Mike Fisher of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, presented by Balcones and Centex Rehabilitation.
Great background music, great sponsors, great segment every Friday at 4 o'clock. Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan, joins us. Paul Catalina in studio, David Smoke in studio. We're normally at a high school stadium on a Friday night, but Midway playing last night at Leo Buckley Stadium in that double overtime win against Ellison. We're in studio. Mike, Antonio Brown is not a Cowboys news, but it's a news. It affects one of the best, if not the best team in pro football, and also their weapons they have. Did Oakland know about all of this as well when they released him, or was this all brand new information that Patriots should have known?
Well, first of all, you know, Michael Gallup's out for a couple weeks if you want to sign a receiver.
Don't start. Don't even pour the gasoline on the fire.
I just tweeted back at Antonio Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who puts on Twitter, "It's unfortunate that things didn't work out with the Patriots, but Antonio is healthy and he's looking for his next opportunity." And I say this not disrespectfully. You know, once we get past the, you know, Antonio Brown, you're a clown. Once we get past that, even the most casual observer would look at Antonio Brown's behavior and say, "This is not healthy. There's something deeply wrong here." And Antonio Brown doesn't need a football team. Antonio Brown, the first thing he needs is a lawyer.
Yeah,
because he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then he needs deep therapy and counseling, and a better understanding of how to cope in the real world. Because at 31 years old, one of the greatest players in the NFL of his era may be done. And the football can be a very cold business, as we all know. People are giving Bill Belichick credit for having a moral compass on this. The Patriots didn't cut him because of a moral compass. They cut him because either A, the NFL is about to put him on the suspension exempt list because they're concerned he's going to prison, or B, his guaranteed money comes due sometime hours after he just got cut. It's one of those two things. If the league right now, if Roger Goodell called Bill Belichick right now and said, "Oh, it's all been a terrible mistake. He's innocent. He's not going to be. He's not going to be prosecuted. He's apologized. That wasn't his text. That he doesn't even know these women. We prove it. The Patriots would sign him again in 15 minutes." So let's give. And again, there's been a number of Cowboys who are in the news over the course of decades now, who, not the same thing, but similar things. We need a better understanding of mental health. And we should not throw out, with all due respect to Drew Rosenhaus, who obviously knows Brown, I don't, and you don't, we should be careful in throwing out, "Everything's fine, everything's healthy," because all we're doing is covering up something that's unfortunate and sad and ugly.
Isn't this also what could be why he's been acting so strangely?
Well, I think this about, and I've raised two sons who are now in their 20s. And I know that there's probably a lot of listeners out there, men and women. You're raising kids, and you like sports, and they like sports. And without knowing Antonio Brown's specific background, if you tell a kid at age 8 he's a god, you're asking for it. My sense is, again, without knowing his background, that even if a player's background is poverty stricken, once at age 8, he realizes that the world is about to revolve around him, that he doesn't have to do his homework anymore, and he doesn't have to take out the trash anymore, and he doesn't have to make his bed. And in a little bit, Nike and Adidas are going to be in a battle over which one of them want to sign him, and which AAU basketball team is he going to play for. Well, he wants to play in Texas, but the really good team's in Florida, so the family moves to Florida for an 11-year-old. If you tell the 8-year-old he's a god, you are creating not a god, you're creating a monster.
Mike, the Cowboys against the Dolphins this week, and again, that matchup should go the way everybody thinks it goes, but the Dolphins get paid too, so nobody should just throw it out already. But there's a lot of injuries the Cowboys are dealing with, and I know that some of them are brief. Gallup, Xavier Woods, Antoine Woods. How concerned, though, should Cowboys fans be about some of these, especially Tyrone Crawford, who that one appears kind of murky?
Yeah, well, let's go through this. That's good stuff. Tyrone Crawford, exclusive. We broke the story, and you can go read it from this morning on CowboysSI.com, our great affiliation with Sports Illustrated, CowboysSI.com. Tyrone Crawford has an injured hip and another injured hip. And he dealt with some of the same things last year and played through it. And so I reported this morning that he's got bursitis in those hips. And so I talked to him this afternoon as we were walking outside the locker room. And he said, yeah. He said, bursitis over here. I got to sit out this week. I hope to be back next week. And I asked him what I think is one of the classic questions. Smokey, you've probably asked this 1,000 times. If this game was the Super Bowl, would you? And the answer is yes. If the Cowboys were playing the Super Bowl this Sunday, Tyrone Crawford would. I'll paraphrase him. He would eat a million Tylenols. I think actually he referred to something stronger than that, but you get the point.
Yes.
That he could find a way. So this is a game where, listen, Antoine Woods. If this was the Super Bowl, the human log would go out there and roll around as best he could. Xavier Woods. This is why I love Brian Broaddus, our mutual friend, who loves to remind people on Twitter, and now I've stolen it from him. Remember where we live when it comes to what somebody in Bristol or Boston or Boise is reporting about a piece of Cowboy news. They just don't know. And so the national report had Xavier Woods is going to miss 6 weeks. And I'm here to tell you, he might miss one. And so we're going to get through this Dolphins game. Michael Gallup, of course, will miss a couple weeks with the knee surgery. They're going to get through this game. They're going to take the advice of Amari Cooper as best they can, who spent the whole week telling anybody who would listen, the Dolphins don't suck. That's the best he can come up with. It's not exactly the most flattering compliment. It's not exactly the most handsome mantra, but it's the best one we got to motivate the Cowboys. The Dolphins don't suck.
Yeah, this is... You know, the NFL, even when you've had teams that have been bad, the Browns and Lions and Buccaneers that all went winless, and, you know, there's the Cowboys have had their teams at times that are bad. But how often do you see teams get beat in the NFL 43-0 or 56-10, whatever it is? It just doesn't seem like even the bad teams get drilled that many times week in and week out. Their games at times, there's always something that makes a game close because, as Paul said, all these guys get a check.
Yeah, and of course, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw in Baltimore, and then they ran into the best team that they're really sick of in the Patriots. And here come the Cowboys that are suddenly a 30-point scoring team instead of a 20-point scoring team. One of the problems with the Dolphins statistically is they do everything wrong. They let you rush for 150 yards a game. But you don't score 40 points doing that, so they let you throw. Here's a weird stat. Opposing tight ends against Miami have been targeted 16 times. Guess how many completions teams have in those 16 throws?
16?
16. What? Really? And by the way, for an average of 13 yards per, so it's not like, you know, it's Jason Witten getting a five-yard catch. Tight ends are roasting them and always open. And so there's just not much they can do. Put it this way. Our friend Jeff Kavanaugh from 105 Through the Fan says he's got a buddy, I think he works with the Dolphins, who said Taco Charlton's going to come here and maybe become our best pass rusher. Here's a guy that was the Cowboys' 54th best guy. And in 2 days, he might become one of the best Dolphins.
Didn't you sit down? Is that what you're going
to
ask?
I was going to ask. Yeah, you've talked to Taco, Mike, and you sat down with him. How much of this... was him, and, you know, not trying to lay blame, but he did not fit in that locker room anymore.
I think it's, you know, the ironic thing, the hot boys that they're having so much fun with, guess who came up with that moniker?
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Taco. And so that stinks. You know, he's the original hot boy. And yet... the engine, you know, the motor didn't always run. Rod Marinelli tried to tell him, I need the motor to run. I need the attitude up. I need the mood up. And, you know, Taco's just, he's kind of just a mellow fellow that way. And so that was never a match. But, of course, Rod Marinelli was deeply involved in drafting him. So maybe you guys should have thought of that before you drafted him, if you don't like mellow fellows. I think Taco's a good person. It obviously didn't work. They've been working on this, and he's been involved with it and his agent, Joel Siegel, for 5 months. They, as we reported then, they tried to trade him, and he knew about it during the draft in April. So this part of it's nothing new. And Stephen Jones is talking with that at the Star today, the Cowboys COO, admitted, yeah, there were some red flags, blah, 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 blah. Well, do there have to be red flags on first-rounders? Maybe there do. Maybe there do. You know, or on top picks. Because here comes Tristan Hill. Were there some red flags on Tristan Hill? Absolutely. At least this week, Tristan Hill, the top rookie, second-round pick, will get a uniform, and we'll see what he can do. It's the first time he'll get a uniform.
Mike, I know that Dak's on the front of the Sports Illustrated. He's had a remarkable start. I've been seeing stats come down about things that he's done that have never been done before and on this stretch and this streak. How much, if you were to say now, how much credit, who gets the credit? Is it Dak? Is it the weapons? Is it Travis Frederick back, although that Looney played well last year? Is it Amari Cooper for an entire training camp, even though he missed some of it because of that toe or whatever it was? Is it Kellen Moore? Obviously, is the obvious Kellen Moore. But what is it? Why is he having this stretch?
You know, just like we have to blame Taco Charlton for part of his problem, I guess we have to credit Dak Prescott for part of his success. He talked this week, and again, if you don't mind me shilling, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and we've got the story at CowboysSI.com, including my video interview with him, where I ask him about being on the cover and how that ties into the money, because the story, the issue is about money. Well, you know, as I said to him, the Joneses would like to remind you the reason you're on the cover is because you play for America's team. That's their whole point in negotiations. And you know, and he gets it, and he laughed. Then with the group, he talked about the improved mechanics that have led to some of this. And you guys have heard him talk about this at training camp, where you know, we got the toe, the shin, and the knee all pointing in the right direction and the same direction. We've got body weight distributed properly. And this is really interesting. He said, go back and look at film of me. I guess he meant in his rookie year. And then he said, or even just a still picture of me. And you can see all the time my back foot, when I'm throwing, is coming up off the ground. And as soon as he said it, I said, you know what? That's exactly true. All the time. He said, well, I'm learning. And he said Kitna specifically. But I think, you know, Kellen Moore is involved with this, and then the Tom House project and all that. He's learning to keep his weight balanced on both his front and back foot, and to not have the transfer be quite so drastic as to have his back foot pop up. And then he said, I'll find myself walking around the house and working on it. I'll find myself working on my feet as I'm just walking through the house. And I chuckled, then I thought, I remember being when I was his age, and we played softball, and we took it very seriously. And I remember working on, like, I would do the double play motion, you know, the pivot off second base and the double play motion. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
You know, your straddle second base, drag your foot across it.
Yep.
I did it all the time. I'd walk down the street doing it. Mm-hmm. What an idiot I must have looked like. So I know exactly what he's talking about. And what he's doing is he's retraining his muscle memory, and it's working.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a simple fundamental. You say Kitna's the one that noticed that. Is that right?
Yeah, he used Kitna specifically. Now, obviously, Kellen Moore is involved in this, and Jason Garrett's involved in this. But Kitna is the guy, the quarterback coach now, who's a big advocate of just let her rip. But along with let her rip, we got to have your foot, we got to have your toe right, your shin right, your knee right, your shoulders right, your balance right, your weight distribution right. Then let her rip. And what we love about Kitna, and I don't know if you guys have seen the video of him, I think when he was teaching in high school maybe, he said in his career he had a lot of coaches telling him, you know, be careful with the ball, be careful with the ball. And somebody finally grabbed him and said, I think it was Martz, and said, don't be careful with the ball. Let it rip. If we give you a play and we tell you we're throwing a nine route here and you throw the nine route just like we tell you, that, and it's an interception, that's on us. You let it rip. And Dak Prescott is doing a great deal of that.
Mike, good stuff as always. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Fish Sports, at Fish Sports on Twitter.